A Canticle for Leibowitz.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Part 12 of a series in 15 parts, adapted from a novel by Walter Miller Jr. Canticle for Leibowitz. Here continues the chronicle, set down daily by the brethren of Isaac Edward Leibowitz, in their abbey in the desert of the Southwest. Quote, "Now in the year of our Lord 3781, it befell that the whole world was loud with rumors of war. Moreover, this was a war which would be great and terrible, yea, even such as would bring an end to the world. Nor was this new, for long ago mankind had fought such a war, and only a few survived. And out of that destruction little knowledge remained, save only what we preserved of the ancient writings, here in this abbey, as our memorabilia. And from these writings, in the fullness of time, 6 centuries since, there arose much of the old knowledge again, the secrets of the power called atomic, and the small machines for swift counting, and the large machines for journeying to the stars. But with this knowledge, alas, there rose not up wisdom. As ever of old, one nation is enemy unto another, and none can say, certainly, will the peace hold. Indeed, all there is uncertain. Save only this, should war come, it is not like to cease until it has run its course. And that being done, farewell world. Wherefore it is apt that those who con the auguries of war have appointed to signal in secret the first news of battle being joined, three words that recall the eldest war of all.
Lucifer is fallen." The signal flashed across the continent, whispered in conference rooms, circulated in memoranda marked top secret, and withheld from the press. The words rose in a threatening tide behind a dike of official secrecy. There were several holes in the dike, but the holes were plugged by bureaucratic Dutch boys whose fingers became exceedingly swollen. At the airport, one of the Dutch boys, the Minister of Defense, was caught by several reporters.
Mr. Minister, what is your comment on Sir Reish Donberger's statement that the radiation count on the northwest coast is 10 times the normal level?
I have not read the statement.
Well, assuming it to be true, what could be responsible for such an increase?
The question calls for conjecture. Perhaps Sir Reish discovered a rich uranium deposit. No, strike that out. I have no comment.
Sir, another question.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Do you regard Sir Reish as a competent, responsible scientist?
He's never been employed by my department.
Well, that is not a responsive answer, sir.
It is quite responsive. Since he has never been employed by my department, and I have no way of knowing his competence or responsibility, I am not a scientist.
Is it true that a nuclear explosion occurred recently somewhere across the Pacific?
As Madam well knows, the testing of atomic weapons of any kind is a high crime, an act of war under international law. We are not at war. Does that answer your question?
No, Mr. Minister, it does not. I did not ask if a test had occurred. I asked whether an explosion had occurred.
We set off no such explosion. If they set one off, does Madam suppose this government would be informed of it by them?
Sir, that does not.
Yes.
Mr. Minister.
Yes.
Delegate Jerulian has charged the Asian coalition with the assembly of hydrogen weapons in deep space. And he says our executive council knows it and does nothing about it. Is that true?
I believe it is true that the opposition's tribune made some such ridiculous charge, yes.
Well, why is the charge ridiculous? Because they're not making space-to-earth missiles in space, or because we are doing something about it?
Ridiculous either way. I should like to point out, however, that the manufacture of nuclear weapons has been prohibited by treaty ever since they were redeveloped. Prohibited everywhere, in space or on Earth.
Well, there's no treaty to prescribe the orbiting of fissionable materials, is there?
Well, of course not. Space-to-space vehicles are all nuclear-powered. They have to be fueled.
And there's no treaty to prohibit orbiting of other materials from which nuclear weapons might be manufactured?
To my knowledge, the existence of matter outside our atmosphere has not been outlawed by any treaty or act of parliament. It is my understanding that space is chock full of things like the moon and the asteroids, which are not made of green cheese.
Yes.
At the risk of seeming droll, what is your opinion of the weather?
Rather warm in Texarkana, isn't it? I understand they're having some bad dust storms in the southwest. We may catch some of it hereabouts.
Yes. Sir, are you in favor of motherhood?
I am sternly opposed to it, madam. It exerts a malign influence on youth, particularly upon young recruits. The military services would have superior soldiers if our fighting men had not been corrupted by motherhood.
May we quote you on that?
Certainly, madam. But only in my obituary, not sooner.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll prepare it in advance.
Meanwhile, out in the desert of the southwest, at the Leibowitz Abbey, the abbot, Dom Zerke de Pecos, struggled against his nature.
I am myself without machines capable of scribing multitudinous languages, but this machine, when I need it, is not available to me. Confound it!
Abbot Zerke was not a contemplative man.
Oh, this machine is
as a monk or as a leader.
Approach it.
He'd made vows to cultivate contemplative life in his flock and in himself. He was not very good at either of these.
I am confounded! Confounded!
Nature pushed him toward action even in thought. His mind refused to sit still and contemplate. A quality of restlessness made him a bolder leader, sometimes even a better one than some of his predecessors, but it was also a liability, even a vice.
Oh, no, not again!
In fact, on bad days, the abbot could not control his temper.
Lights go, but nothing happens. Or nothing happens, and lights go. Or the lights don't work, and it works. Or the machine doesn't work, and the lights go on.
Today was such a day. It was the autoscribe's fault, of course. This malignant machine was on the blink again. It miscapitalized, mispunctuated, misheard, and misread.
Maybe it's miswired. Well, how would I know if it was miswired? Follow code pattern of wire A, black to area black, red to red. What is this, caution?
Tweaking and tugging at connections in a search for loose wires, he was assaulted.
Cable leads to...
by a high-voltage capacitator. Which had discharged itself to ground through the Reverend Father Abbott's person.
Brother Pat!
Oh. Shall I call the repair service again, Father Abbott?
Help me off the floor first. Why bother with the repair service? You called them three times. They've made three promises. We've waited 3 days.
Yes.
I need a stenographer. Now, preferably a Christian. That thing is a damned infidel, or worse. Yes. Get rid of it. I want it out of here.
The autoscribe?
The autoscribe. Sell it to an atheist. No, that wouldn't be kind. Sell it as junk. I'm through with it.
Well, Domine, it is convenient to be able to write letters in languages you yourself cannot speak.
It is? You mean it would be? That contraption. Come here.
Yes?
Listen, brother. They claim it thinks. I didn't believe it at first, but you know what?
What, Father?
Nothing could be that perverse without premeditation. It must think. It must know good and evil. I tell you, and it chose the latter. Please take the smile off your face.
Oh.
It's not funny.
Yes, Father.
I have got to get a radiogram off to New Rome.
Well, shall I get my pad, Reverend Father?
Do you speak Allegheny?
No, I don't.
Neither do I, and Cardinal Hafstraff doesn't speak Southwest.
Why not Latin, then?
Which Latin, the Vulgate or modern? I don't trust my own Anglo-Latin, and if I did, he'd probably not trust his.
Well, what are these little knobs?
Don't touch... Oh, you didn't move that, did you?
Well, I might have wiggled it a little, but I think it's back where it was.
Well, I hope so. Look up there. It says factory adjustments only.
Oh.
Well, let's try turning up this, what's this, a little bit.
Brother Joshua used to be some kind of engineer. I forget what. But he was in space. They have to know a lot about computers.
I've already called him. He's afraid to touch it. Yeah, maybe it needs to be wriggled a bit.
If you'd excuse me, my lord.
Oh, ye of little faith.
I thought I heard someone outside.
Before the cock crows thrice? Besides, you touched the first knob, didn't you?
Well, but the cover was off and...
Out, out, out! Before
yes,
I decide it was your fault!
Yes, father.
Yeah, there's some response here. Maybe he did something after all, something useful. So far, so good. No shocks. Yeah. Factory adjustments only, indeed. Okay, here we go. Radiogram. Dictate record. Southwest in. Alleghenian out. Microphone on. Priority urgent to Eric Cardinal Hofstraff, Vicar Apostolic, Extraterrestrial Provinces, Vatican, New Rome. Eminent Lord, in view of the recent renewal of world tension, hints of a new international crisis, and even reports of a clandestine nuclear armaments race, we should be greatly honored if Your Eminence deems it prudent to counsel us concerning certain plans held in abeyance. I have reference to the document of A.D. 3749, titled Where the Flock Shall Wander. Our state of readiness with respect to this document has been maintained, and should it become desirable to execute the plan, we would need perhaps 6 weeks' notice.
After he'd finished speaking, Dom Zerke pressed a button marked Process Text.
And see what we have here. Oh. Well, seems to be. All right, let's see here. See some results.
A red lamp winked on. The machine was silent. With a glance at the factory adjustments only notice, the abbot closed his eyes and pressed a button marked readout.
So far, so good. Sure.
He probably would have taken the voice playback on trust. His knowledge of Alleghenian was nil. If his eye hadn't strayed to the simultaneous printout, what he saw there was his own message, untranslated, emerging backwards.
What is that?
And that was exactly what the voice playback was reading.
I have seen numerous bizarre events out of this machine, but never have I seen anything like this!
It's too much! Brother Pat! Hey, Pat!
What's the matter, Reverend Father? Don't you like our modern technology?
Not particularly, Brother Joshua. Where's Pat?
He's out, my lord.
Can't you fix this thing? Really?
Really? No, I can't.
Then I'll send a radiogram.
I'm sorry, you can't do that either. They just padlocked the shack.
They?
The zone defense interior. All private transmitters ordered off the air.
A defense alert? Why?
There's talk about an ultimatum. That's all I know, except what I hear from the radiation counters.
Still rising?
Still rising.
Call Spokane.
I just did. I talked to Father Leone. They've noticed it, too.
The increased radiation count.
That's not all.
Well?
It's connected with that seismic disturbance a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
It's carried by the upper winds from that direction. Now, all things considered, it looks like fallout from a low-altitude burst in the megaton range.
Are you telling me that Lucifer has fallen?
Yes, Domney, I'm afraid it was a weapon.
Not possibly an industrial accident?
No.
But if there were a war on, we'd know. An illicit test? No, not that either. If they wanted to test, they'd do it on the far side of the moon, or better, Mars, and not be caught.
I agree.
So what does that leave? A threat? A warning shot fired over the bow?
That's all I could think of.
So that explains the defense alert. Still, there's nothing in the news except rumors and refusals to comment, and dead silence from Asia.
The shot must have been reported by the satellites. Unless... I don't like to suggest this, but... Unless somebody's discovered a way to shoot a space-to-Earth missile past the satellites without detection. Until it's on the target.
Is that possible?
There's been some talk about it.
The government knows. The government must know. And yet we hear nothing. Nothing. We are being protected from hysteria. Isn't that what they call it? Maniacs.
But the dike of secrecy broke. Several Dutch boys were swept away by the raging tide. The tide swept them right out of Texarkana to their country estates, where they became unavailable for comment. Others remained at their posts and staunchly tried to plug new leaks. But the fall of certain isotopes in the wind created a universal byword, spoken on street corners and screamed by banner headlines. Lucifer is fallen. So the Minister of Defense, his uniform immaculate, his makeup unsmeared, and his equanimity unruffled, again met the press. This time the affair was televised throughout the Christian coalition. Abbot Serki watched intently.
Mr. Minister.
Yes.
You seem rather calm in the face of the facts. Two violations of international law, both defined by treaty as warlike acts, have recently occurred. Doesn't that worry the war ministry at all?
Madam, as you very well know, we do not have a war ministry here. We have a defense ministry.
Oh, now, really?
And as far as I know, only one violation of international law has occurred.
The question was based on a Near East Neutralist account, which reported that the E-2-1 disaster was the result of an Asian weapon test underground which broke free.
Yes, right.
And the same account said that the E-2-1 test was sighted from our satellites and immediately answered by a space-to-Earth warning shot southeast of New Zealand. But, now that you suggest it, was the E-2-1 disaster also the result of a weapon test by us?
Madam, you have my full denial if you must dignify the fantastic charge. The so-called Itawan disaster was not the result of a weapon test by us. Nor do I have any knowledge of any other recent nuclear detonation.
Mr. Minister, what did happen in Itawan?
I gather there was a subsurface nuclear detonation in the megaton range, and it got out of hand. It was obviously a test of some sort. Whether it was a weapon or, as some Asian fringe neutrals claim, an attempt to divert an underground river, it was clearly illegal, and adjoining countries are preparing to protest to the world court. Yes.
Is there any risk of war?
I foresee none.
But the Asian coalition has threatened an immediate all-out strike against our space installations.
No ultimatum has been delivered. The threat was for Asian home consumption, as I see it, to cover their blunder in Itawan. Yes.
How is your faith in motherhood today, Mr. Minister?
I hope motherhood has at least as much faith in me as I have in motherhood.
You deserve at least that much, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Zerki switched off the television.
Dear God, are we helpless? Are we doomed to do it again and again and again? This time it'll swing us clean to oblivion. And why, for the love of God? Is the species congenitally insane? If we're born mad, where's the hope of heaven? Or isn't there any? Oh, dear God, forgive me. I don't mean that. Come in.
A telegram from New Rome, Reverend Father. Answer to yours.
Thank you. Brother Joshua here yet?
Waiting outside, Domine.
Send him in.
Yes, Reverend Father. I'll get him right now. He'll see you now.
Yes, my lord.
Brother Joshua, come in and shut the door. Since we lost our radio transmitter, I sent Brother Pat into town to contact New Rome by regular wire. The reply just came. It's about where the flock shall wander. You know what that is, don't you?
Yes, my lord.
Now, here's what they say. Where the flock shall wander, to be activated immediately. Prepare Kadri to leave within 3 days.
Wait for confirming wire before departure. Report any vacancies in cadre organization. Begin conditional implementation of the plan. Eric Cardinal Hofstrath, Vicar Apostolic of Extraterrestrial Province. How much do you know about where the flock shall wander?
I know what it is, Domini, but not in detail.
But it started as a plan to send a few priests along with a colony group heading for Alpha Centauri. But during the last world crisis, where the flock shall wander became an emergency plan for perpetuating the church on the colony planets if the worst came to pass on Earth. We have a ship.
A starship?
No less, in New Rome, and we have the crew for it.
Where?
Right here.
Here at the Abbey?
Yes.
But who... But Domini, my experience in space has been entirely in orbital vehicles, not in starships. Before Nancy died and I came here...
I know all about that. There are others with starship experience. You know who they are. There are even jokes about ex-spacers who seem to feel a vocation to our order. You remember when you were a postulant how you were quizzed about your experience in space?
Yes.
You must also remember being asked about your willingness to go to space again, if the Order asked it of you.
Yes.
And you were not wholly unaware that you were conditionally assigned to where the flock shall wander if it ever came to pass.
I guess I was afraid it was so, my lord.
Afraid?
Suspected, rather. Afraid, too, a little, because I've always hoped to spend the rest of my life in the Order.
As a priest?
That... Well, I haven't decided yet.
Where the flock shall wander will not involve abandoning the order.
The order goes to?
And the memorabilia with it.
The whole kit and... Well, where to?
The Centaurus colony.
How long would we be gone?
If you go, you'll never come back.
Yes, of course.
Three questions. Don't answer now. Start thinking about them and think hard. First, are you willing to go? Second... Do you have a vocation to the priesthood? Third, are you willing to lead the group? And by willing, I don't mean willing under obedience. I mean enthusiastic or willing to get that way. Think it over. You have 3 days to think. Maybe less.
Thank you. Sesame Meat.